Rush Hour, Charles and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Exciting times. 100 games of league footy is a fantastic, amazing achievement. This man, Luke Brown, has done it. Brownie, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
G'day, champ.
Jeez. For a very unassuming man, Luke Brown, you've had a busy week. Press conferences, front page of the Advertiser, lift out in the Herald Sun, on every TV sports bulletin. Look, mate, you've been down Media Street this week.
Yeah, I think I've done my quota for the whole year already, so I don't think I'll be doing much more after this.
Brownie, we love your work. We certainly do, and I've been inspired by the late, great Lou Richards, who's been able to label a few players with some great nicknames over the years, mate. Oh, I think I've got one for you. I just want to play it for you. Tell me what you think.
All right, let's
Luke
hear it.
Brown is the silencer.
Do you like it, Lukey?
I heard that one going around a bit lately, so yeah, I'll take it as long as it's a good one.
Very much the quiet, silent assassin down back. You just get over him. The other ones, if you don't like it, mate, I'll happily change it. You could easily be the muffler, the husher, the dampener.
I think I'll stick with the first one. Yeah,
the quieter. Here he comes, the quieter.
The locksmith.
I'm telling you, Brownie, up until this week, Jars and I barely knew you were out there.
I didn't know you existed, Brownie.
Hey, boys, as long as I'm doing my job for the team, that's fine. I'll just keep doing that.
Mate, no one is disputing that whatsoever, but we think, with your permission and your managers, if we could have a gathering of some kind in the next coming weeks, Jars wants to stay here, take you on a path to maybe the upper echelon where he got to, and just becoming a household name, Brownie.
Yeah, I'll try and sneak forward a bit more and kick some more goals. Maybe that'll do it.
I think he was more thinking about maybe blowing a few kisses and a few other bits and pieces and making a little bit more about yourself.
Well, this week's been a bit about me, so there we go. That's a start.
Now, Brownie, make sure you tell that Ratty Atkins, if he ever wears a long sleeve without my permission, he'll never play again for the Crows.
Well, I think it's supposed to be raining this week, so he might be rocking it this week.
I've got no phone call, text messages.
I'll have to let him know to give you a buzz.
All right, mate.
Just tell him, mate, we've got our legal team on standby. If it happens again, it'll end up in the courts. Now, Brownie, how did you take the appearance of the rat with hair like that? Quiet, unassuming, do your role, know your role, play your role. Then the rat fronts up at the airport, shouting, screaming, look at me, I'm Jason Ackermanis.
Look alike. Billy Idol.
I think he's trying to get the 3 votes. That's what he is going for. I think he played right that game, though. So, there he goes with it.
A couple of changes. Great to see a couple of kids get their first crack at it. The Galooch and Hugh Greenwood will both debut tomorrow night. That's really exciting stuff, Brownie.
Yeah, both of them have been training really well and obviously playing well. That's why they got the call up. And Geordie, a first year, to play his game this early is really exciting for the club. And Hugh's story from basketball to football is extraordinary. So they're both bringing a fresh breath of air into the club and into the team this week.
Mate, let's put it in perspective. We can't underestimate a young Brisbane Lions outfit up there. It's obviously got some rain there coming in the next couple of days, or has been raining. Look, the boys have copped the last 2 weeks in terms of the lack of physical support for a couple of teammates. So what will we see tomorrow night against the Brisbane Lions after a soul-searching week?
Yeah, I guess we can't really worry about too much what they're doing. We have to focus on our game. And I think the last couple of weeks we went away from that. That was the contested side of things. Whereas in the first 6 weeks we were doing that really well, and that's what wins your games. That's the strength of ours, so we have to get back to doing that. And what better place than the Gabba in the wet weather? Hopefully it's a bit dry, but it could be wet, and that has been a good contested game against a young, hungry side.
Brownie, a couple of big names found their way out of the team, JJ and the DMAC. Coach, in no mood to tolerate ordinary performances.
Yeah, well, I guess that's a good thing in a club. You have blokes pushing for selection, as we got two this week, and if you're not performing at the level required, then he won't be afraid to make some changes. And unfortunately for those two, that was this week, and we got new faces in the club, and hopefully they'll crack in really hard.
Ah, excellent. Now, Brownie, we always like to just delve into the off-field activities. Have you got a lovely partner? Have you got a lovely dog? Or your nice house? How are you tracking off-field, champ?
Yeah, I've got all three of those things at the moment,
Okay. Living the dream. What car are you driving at the moment, Brownie?
Just a Holden Commodore.
Okay, he's gone Holden, not Toyota.
There's the first order of business, Jars, for the Jarman Academy, Jarman Promotions. Mm. Get him into a nice Camry of some description.
I'll go to see my Toyota.
Camry.
Get him into a Toyota.
Listen to that, he went Camry.
Yeah, I tell you what, with that sort of attitude, it's a wonder you've been doing any media, Brownie.
I've got the V8, so that'll do.
Oh, he's a rev head. Well, you're all bloody lead foots. All you do is play Hollywood football at the moment and try and score 120. Brownie, quick one for you. Lady has been sneaking down. There is a little inner sanctum game going on between the defenders.
This is not on.
The defender's goal-kicking award. Brownie, you've been able to pick it up last year. Well done. I think with three or two, I can't remember. Lady's been down there a lot of late. Are you noticing him sort of shirking his defensive responsibilities?
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's trying to get in the midfield a bit more. And he's been in the forward 50 too much, my liking.
Yeah. Is he starting to dress differently now? He wants a piece of the midfield.
Yeah, I think a few of the boys are starting to complain. I think they want some goals. I think Jake Lever has kicked one. I kicked one last week, but then it was Jake Kelly hasn't kicked one yet.
They reckon he's rocking up the train like Huggy Bear, lady.
He's taken some set shots lately at training.
Oh, no, that is a bad sign.
Good luck, mate. Very proud of you and well done. Good luck tomorrow night.
Brownie, last one.
Yep.
No, I'm serious because... Brownie's had a week where he's been out and about in the press. Just a reminder, you're not going upstairs, Brownie.
Yes.
And you and Sloaney's not going upstairs. It's only 200 and above, and I don't care if you're a smart ass and combine the two. You're both not going up.
You can't go upstairs.
All right.
One shoulder each.
No.
You could just get a little golf clap.
We'll blackball
that's
about
it.
Brownie,
if
we'll
you do
blackball
that, look out.
I'll take it. Don't worry, boys.
All right. So just get a win, and we'll talk to you next week.
See you, the silencer.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
There he is, the silencer, Luke Brown.
You're calling tomorrow
100
night.
Games. I am.
You going to use it?
I will, but I'll tell you what. If he goes down Hollywood Street, down Media Street again, I'm all over him. I'll say that is very unlike the enforcer, the silencer.
It's the Rush Hour. Charles and Louis.
What a great chat.
104.7 Triple M.